Broadcasting across the universe, this is Radio WHALE, and you're listening to the James Whale Radio Show.
Here we go. Hello to everybody. Yes, this is James Whale, still suffering with I can't walk very well at the moment. I've had a new hip put in since we last spoke. My movement's good, okay, and I can hobble around a little bit. Pain is pretty appalling, so at the moment, I'm not back on talk radio, but I hopefully within the next week or so will be back on talk radio a couple of weeks' time, hosting my show. In the meantime, of course, tell your friends here that you go to talk radio, you can listen to those people covering for me. You can't listen to Ian Lee because he's in the jungle at the moment. And no, don't even think about me going in there at the moment. Thank you very much. I'd like to blame my hip on being in the Big Brother house for 3 weeks or so, but I can't. Had nothing to do with them at all. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for those of you who have been sending messages, whether messages of support or messages, why couldn't this happen years ago and keep you off the airways? It can't, because here I am having a chat to you. You can probably hear my dogs in the background from my little studio at Shea Whale. Coming to you from the United Kingdom, broadcasting across the entire universe. So very nice to be here. Thank you to Marty and Chili for their introduction as well. Now, let's kick the show off. We do this every week. There's an hour every week we do, and then do other little bits in between. You can find it all on the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. What else can I tell you about this? If you thought this one was bad, then there is about 220 hours of just as bad stuff, including interviews with people like Nigel Farage and Boy George and can't remember who else, loads. But today, I thought we'd change it slightly after what is going on. I mean, I cannot believe it. First of all, let's talk about this organisation that most people hadn't heard of, really, in this country, the fascist right-wing organization with the woman at their, well, the woman, the deputy head, whose name I'm not even going to mention, nor am I going to mention the name of the organization. It's a small organization. It attracts inadequates who think that they are in some way superior because of the color of their skin. The fact is most of them are rather ignorant, fairly stupid. And the problem with ignorant, stupid people who don't realize they are ignorant and stupid and who are not embarrassed to speak out, the problem is that they tend to do just that. Now, let me just make this absolutely clear. I'm probably just right of center as far as politics are concerned. I think everybody should be able to make the most of their opportunities. I think that everybody should be able to improve themselves. I think people should benefit from their improvement. I think that organizations that try to hold people back who are doing well, trade unions in many cases, interestingly enough, by the way, obviously some trade unions are very necessary. Some unions have looked after the welfare of people. But you see, like big organizations anywhere, whether they're banks or unions or anything in between, they get to a situation where they can't see the wood for the trees, so that they want one size fits all. And it doesn't, unfortunately. And people want to put everybody in little boxes and try and control them. I mean, one of the big unions, believe it or not, the NUJ, the National Union of Journalists, they're still fairly rampant. I, on the other hand, don't belong to any union, but I don't wish to step in the way of anybody else who wants to. That's entirely fine, as long as you don't want to stop me doing what I wish to do, as long as what I do isn't going to impact on you too much. I mean, we all impact on each other to a certain extent. Why I'm rambling like this, I have no idea, because what I really want to talk about is first let's forget that organization, that Donald Trump. Now, here we, let's get to the whole situation and talk about Donald fucking Trump. Okay, because here we are in a situation where there is a man who is inadequate, who has suddenly got himself elected by a bunch of other inadequates to the most powerful position probably in the world. And you and I, or our ancestors, are probably responsible for this. Because let's face it, is it Britain that invented ethnic cleansing? I think it was, wasn't it, really?
Was that question directed at me?
No, I'm not asking you, Robert. No, sorry. Let me introduce our producer, Rob. Sorry, Rob. Yeah, who's here. And occasionally he butts in, but very seldom, because this all is a little above his head.
Yes, it definitely is above my head. I'll go back now to do my job.
Well, yeah, good. Well, whatever the job is.
Yeah.
Apologise about my voice as well. But one of the things about having bits of metal shoved in your body in place of bones is, A, I'm becoming robotic, obviously, and B, you have to take loads of drugs to begin with, which affects everything. Trust me, everything. So Donald Trump and his tweeting and telling off of our Prime Minister, Theresa May, recently. I mean, that is surely, isn't that the last straw? I mean, it is, isn't it? I mean, the blokes are... The first, well, no, that's, I'm sorry, I'm being rude about d-s. The bloke's an ignorant idiot, isn't he? I mean, he really has no line that he doesn't understand. I mean, here he is. Nobody has got the bottle in America to actually stand up to him and say, look, I'm sorry, but you can't, we can't run the country properly with you tweeting the first thing that comes into your mind. Yeah, we have a problem with extremist Islamists in this country. We have a problem with extreme right-wing idiots. We have a problem with religious fundamentalists. We have a problem, in my view, not you, some of you would not agree, we have a problem with those people who wish to make anyone who has an abortion feel like they've committed a murder. We have a problem with extreme ideas from people who want to interfere with your life and my life. Extremism in all its... And now we have a president of the United States of America who is extremist in his views and extremist in his actions and extremist in the way he behaves. He behaves like a petulant 5-year-old child. And the other danger is that the other one in North Korea also behaves like a petulant 5-year-old child. And you know what happens when you get two kids who behave in appalling who just have not been slapped across the back of their legs often enough by their parents, behave in this way. They'll start pulling each other's ears, right? They'll start pulling each other's hair. They'll start slapping each other, and then goodness only knows where it will end. And believe it or not, we are talking about life in Britain in the 21st century. We're not talking about medieval times when we did have an excuse to behave in rather ignorant manners because we hadn't learnt as much as we've learnt now. I mean, I blame all forms of religion in many ways for keeping us back. Because the people in religion, whether it's the Pope or the Archbishop or whatever, they have a certain amount of power. And when you have a power base, you do like to keep it. So we, you know, we've got all sorts of, whether it's your political views, which are all tied in to your religious views for the people who are in authority. And, oh, golly, that just drives me mad. I don't mind what you believe. I mean, Rob's a, what's it? Star Wars, whatever it is.
A Jedi.
Now, yeah, you know, completely f***ing barking mad. But I don't mind. As long as he doesn't insist we all believe it. He can believe what he likes. I don't believe it. But he wants to be that. And, dear, wouldn't you have thought we would have just managed to get a little further along the evolutionary trail than we have? Here we, you know, you get Trump going on about, oh, this and that. I mean, we Europeans, whether from Britain or from any other country, island, wherever, that went and colonized what is now known as the United States of America, we ethnically cleansed the people who lived there, whose country it was. Can we not actually remind ourselves of how we did this and how we now look upon that kind of behavior as disgusting. And I mean, there are a lot of people who want to try and get their countries back that, that Britain and other huge empires carved wrongly. When we went into these other countries, into the Middle East, into Africa, into America, into Australia, and all these, we suddenly started cutting the areas up and giving, this is why now a lot of these countries are changing their names, going back to what they used to be known as. You know, we did behave appallingly, but we didn't realize we were behaving appallingly at the time. But, you know, we've had hundreds of years to learn from our mistakes. And now we've got this twallop, Donald Trump, who just tweets out stuff, which might be okay if it was you or me, but in a position of President of the United States, telling the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom to wind her neck in and concentrate on her own problems. Look, America, for all its power, all its success, all the great movies, and remember this, America, a lot of Americans live believing that their movies, and their war movies in particular, are all true, and that that has, you know, they get that mixed up. Americans do have this tendency to get fact and fiction mixed up. Now, I don't hate Americans. I don't actually, I haven't physically got the time anymore to hate anybody. What I hate is ignorance and stupidity, of which this planet seems to be indulging itself enormously in at the moment, wallowing in the cesspit of ignorance. That's what we're doing, wallowing in the cesspit of ignorance. I mean, it just amazes me that I'm almost speechless. And here we are now, apparently we're still going to invite Trump, the hump, to come to the UK and have a state visit next year. Now, if he was to do this, there would be fighting on the street. There would be rioting. Now, they must know that. And so, therefore, the cost of having him come over here to ponce around, I don't want him sitting in the same room as our Queen and Prince Philip. I don't want that to happen. I don't want him to be able to come here and to allow the far right to demonstrate in how wonderful they think he is. It's not that I think he's particularly racist or far right. I just think he's an idiot. I think he thinks he can behave in his position as he would normally. And I think he, you know, there's all this, we're going to drain the swamp, we're going to build a wall. The sort of thing I would use to stir people up on my talk shows on the radio. That's exactly, you get people going and then you get a conversation going. When you're the president, you need a little, a certain amount of decorum. You need, look, we can't go back. We can't right the wrongs of our forefathers. And we didn't do it, you know. I mean, even if we should perhaps have seen that abusing human beings because they were a different color, different religion, different mindset is not really acceptable. But we didn't see that. And you know, we were ignorant in those days. We believed in supernatural beings. And we've all, you know, humanity's always had its witch doctors and its you know, soothsayers and priests, and it's always had these sort of people in society. You know, we are frightened of dying, aren't we? I don't know why, when life sometimes gets, but we are frightened of dying because you don't know what's out there. Even those people who tell you they absolutely do know, don't really, because they haven't been there. Their brain is, anyway, let's not go into that. I mean, we've surely got to wake up. We've got to wake up and start behaving sensibly. Now, here in Britain, can't we do that? Can't we? I mean, I've seen Theresa May struggle. She is not adequate for the job that she's doing, like Donald Trump, but in a different way. She's got this job. She's not really sure how to control it. It's running away with her. She's putting her foot in it the whole time. You know, before her, the Prime Minister of the country, David Cameron, just as wet, just as stupid, just as ignorant, panicked, gave us all this marvellous opportunity to have a referendum, so that those people who thought we could actually steal a march on the rest of Europe, we could be even more successful. We're very successful. We are a great country. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, would you? And if you would, you should go there. But we got all excited, and people voted to leave the European Union to get control back, so we could control our borders, whatever that means. So we could put 350 million quid a week into the health service, improve that, so that we could stop wasting all this money, and we would be rolling in money, and everything would be fantastic. So David Cameron said, yeah, okay, so, you know, people are much cleverer. They would realise that isn't the case, surely, and we'll give people in and out, no choice, just in or out, you decide. And those people, for some reason, and still nobody's been in touch. I'll have a look in the in-train a bit and we'll go through it. Nobody has given me any concretely good reasons why ruining the European Union. It needs fixing. It needs improving. I've done all that before. I'm not going to do it again. But actually withdrawing from the European Union, actually saying, no, we don't think it's doing us any favours. We think we'll leave. Therefore, anybody who stays, you're not doing as good as you could for your country, because, you should be leaving as well. That is the start of the unravelling. The unravelling of society to where we are now started, I think, with the Arab Spring, whoever caused that. Yeah, yeah. There are, of course, people who think that was caused by Western intelligence agencies, because they thought actually it would suddenly change the Middle East, all thinking that the way we lived over here was great. They got a shock. It went completely the wrong way, because a lot of those people in politics aren't able to read humanity, are they? Anyway, here we are. We voted to leave Europe. No. A few of us didn't vote. In fact, probably the majority of people, hand on heart, didn't vote to leave Europe. They voted to remain, but lots of us wanted to see the European Parliament and the European experiment improve. I mean, I the time will come, many years probably in the future, who knows, when we will be known as a planet rather than as individual countries on the planet. And goodness only knows, if we haven't improved the way we think by then, there will be trouble, won't there? But as soon as we know that there are other planets out there, there are other existences out there that we may one day, when I say we won't be here, but our predecessors, no, that's not the right word, is it? What's the right word?
The ones after us.
Yeah. Not our ancestors, predecessors, ancestors. Anyway, the ones in front.
Yeah.
Words not coming to my mind.
Future inhabitants.
Future inhabitants of the Earth, yeah. So it'll be a different view. We've got ourselves now into this situation where it's going to cost us an absolute fucking fortune to leave the European Union. And it doesn't, I'm not talking about how much we have to pay. It's not a question of we shouldn't have to pay anything. It's because we've already agreed, and I'm not going to go through all that. It's the new systems that are being set up, the new government departments that are being set up, the enormity of this apparent, controlling our borders and having to check everything from Europe that we would come in and out successfully. That's all now got to stop. I mean, people are not talking about this as much as they should. The international air travel, and not only in countries in Europe, but because we leave Europe, then we have to start new departments to have relationships with other countries. It is never ending. It goes into every walk of our life, every fabric of our life. And then, of course, we've got the problems of Northern Ireland, of which some members of Parliament, who seem to be fairly stupid, some of these people, oh, yeah, bring it on. You know, we had an open border with them before we were in Europe. Before we were in Europe, there was no such thing as Europe, and the border was different. And then with Ireland that wasn't in Europe, and Northern Ireland, just nobody has thought it through. Nobody in authority thought that we would vote to leave Europe. Even Boris Johnson. Much as I love him, but you know my thoughts on Boris. I mean, he's a nice bloke to have at a party and a few drinks, but don't let him run anything.
He could run the bar.
He could run the bar, yeah. Let him run the bar. It's always good to have a barman who's always got a story and knows more about everything than everybody else. I mean, it just beggars belief that we haven't thought it through. Boris, of course, thought he wasn't convinced one way or the other until the day before the referendum or the day before the run-up to the referendum. As to which side he should be on. So don't tell me it's all. And then you get these obscure members of parliament who, whether they're left or right of centre, you know, whether they're conservatives or Labour, have strange ideas as to why leaving Europe will benefit us all. Maybe any of these, by the way, any MEPs, when they come out, we're talking about having to pay a certain amount in for the pensions of people who had worked for time at the European Union. Maybe any British MEP shouldn't expect any pension at all because of what's happened. You know, if you didn't think we should be in Europe, then I don't think you should have any pension payments relating to the time you work there. So stick that up your arse and think about it. So I'm getting this out now because I'm not on the radio every night, so I get an hour a week to do this. I better go back on the radio fairly soon. Well, maybe we should do more of these every week. We could do them live, couldn't we, like this, I suppose?
Yeah, we could do it live whenever you
like.
You
notice I haven't had to stand up or anything, so the hip's obviously an improvement, isn't it?
Now you've said that, yeah, there's no sort of noises coming down my cans,
yeah.
No.
No. I'm taking quite a lot of drugs, but it's still more flexible than the old bits were. So I've done Trump and Brexit and Theresa May and the Pope. Oh, well, don't get me going. I'll be so offensive about him. And just, you know, this whole religious stuff, the amount of money and wealth and, you know, they ponce around, don't they? They go to different countries, the whole of the, what do they call themselves? The Holy See, as if it's some kind of rap group. And they go in there with their finery and everything else. I was brought up in the 50s and 60s when, you know, most, if you weren't religious, you were Church of England. And you had to be something for some strange reason. I have no idea. The sooner we separate church from state, the happier I'll be in this country. Believe what you want, but don't make the state have to be. I'm just at my wit's end about how the world is going and how we're behaving and the ignorance of people. And when you see the president of the United States behaving like a 5-year-old, and we are having to counter that, so we're having to sort of, you know, not say, why don't you get back in your box and shut the fuck up, which is probably what he would say and has done in many ways. Perhaps we should respond to him in that way. You never know. He'll be threatening to bomb us before long. And then that's a country that isn't really a country, isn't it? That's a country that exists because ethnic cleansing in those days was considered to be pioneering. You know, here we are as a country nobody's ever got. Oh, look, we're going. Listen, if you ride out into the middle of California, you can have as much or wherever it was, you can have land. You can go and make a stake your claim. Get some land. Never mind that land was already owned and inhabited by the natives who originated there. Never mind, we'll get rid of them, stick them in a reservation, ethnically cleanse them. Now, people trying to do the same now, we think are the most appalling people. We think they are, you know, international villains and they should be vilified, quite rightly, by the way, quite rightly. And now we're being told how to behave by the ancestors of people who thought, oh, our pioneers, they developed this land. No, you didn't. You stole it from people who were living there quite happily. And we in Britain are the ones to, we, our ancestors are the ones who did all this, probably interfering with tribes in Africa, taking them our religion and getting rid of their religion and telling them the way they lived was no good and they should live the way we are. And now we're having to answer for that too. Don't let me get on to the Australians because, quite frankly, but the same. It's the same, isn't it? The same. We used to have parties would go out and hunt Aborigines like fox hunting in this country and think it was acceptable. They were actually, no, seriously, and kill them and think it was acceptable. But they're not human. They're Aborigines. I mean, this is how, and that was just a couple of hundred years ago. We just aren't moving on. I thought we had. I thought the millennium, I thought that was going to be the change. I thought we were getting better. I thought things were getting better, technology getting better. We've got computers, we've got, you know, we've got every sort of thing you need now. The unfortunate thing is, without control, we didn't bring control in. There are idiots out there who put on, like one of the videos that Donald Trump had been retweeting was made up, completely and utterly made up. But if you look at it, it make you very angry. That's what it's designed to do, and make you hate people. I think, listen, I tell you what, I think I don't know how long I've been going on, but I think I've been going on probably quite a long time. So if you getting bored, have a cup of tea, come back and join us. Should we have a bit of music? Do you think that's probably a good idea at the moment?
There's an email there from Terry, if you read that out.
I'm pleased to announce that the Grammy Award-winning They Might Be Giants, oh, they're good, are to release I Like Fun. It's a remarkable 15-track album, available physically and digitally on the 19th of January next year. They Might Be Giants, all right? I think they are. This is called I Left My Body. From They Might Be Giants. I like that very much indeed. It's out on the 19th of January. Very nice too. If you've got some music you want us to play, get in touch. Now, let's do the Pope a bit more, shall we? I don't feel I've done the Pope.
Can you say that?
What?
Can you say I haven't done the Pope?
I just did.
Oh, I'll leave it in then.
Yeah. No, I put it out on Facebook. I can't move the thing again. Why is it? Right. Now, earlier on this week, I put out on Facebook, why has the Pope not publicly spoken about the persecution of the Rohingya people during his visit to Myanmar? In fact, I put out a little video of it because it annoyed me so much at the time, all this pomp and ceremony and how he'd been going on and talking about it elsewhere. But there in front of whatever her name is, he wasn't prepared to. Shyam got in touch, said he's not a politician. Plus, he was probably going out there so to protect the Christians of Burma and look after their interests. Why is it people still identify themselves by a religion? Can somebody explain that to me, please? Paul Chapman says, he has, during his weekly audience. Oh, for goodness sake. He prayed for the Rohingya brothers and sisters, even though they are Muslims who, given the chance, would kill him as a Christian. Paul, you're an idiot. You know, Muslims, Christians, you know, I know people who do say that they are Muslims, or they say they're Christians or Catholics or Protestants, or even, I even know a few Buddhists as well. And they don't want to kill anyone. You know, so why, Paul Chapman, would you say, even though they'd kill him as a Christian? Most religious people wouldn't. Paul, I'm sure you think you're funny, but it's people like you who say things like that on social media that actually get other people who are not as bright either. Because you're not bright, Paul. Okay, you say stuff like that and you don't think of it. Oh, it's funny. Oh, am I? Jackie Gant said he should have spoken out. It's outrageous he didn't, which I obviously agree with. Peter Jenkins, or I don't know. Is that really your name, Peter Jenkins? Yeah. Simply to get rid of the opposition? Well, that doesn't mean anything, does it? Come on, come on, please. Listeners to The Whale, you've got to open your minds. Steve Riley says maybe he's fed up with Muslims persecuting Christians around the world. You know, this again is, this is how we get ourselves into this situation, because, Steve, there are c***s like you, you better beep that out, like you around. I mean, I wish I could sit face to face with you, or you would phone me on a radio show and we would talk about this. Because if you believe that, I don't suppose you have any evidence, but if you, I've seen it on television. Oh, well, that must be true, mustn't it? Must be true, Steve. I beg to your superior knowledge, Stevie, I apologize for calling you a you know, religious groups have persecuted each other. That's my point. Religion and politics is living. I don't, you know, but religion has been used to persecute one another through millennia. You know, more recently, the Balkan Wars were doing it. Why hasn't anybody woken up to this? You know, normal people who say, well, I was brought up in effect because that's how it was. You had to be a religion. I have no religion. You know, most people I know have no religion, but if their parents were around or alive and they, you know, I don't want to upset the parents. Yes, I'm a good Catholic. You're a good Catholic? What does that mean, for goodness sake? Oh, it means you go and say, I'm very sorry for shagging a load of people I shouldn't have done, or swearing about something, or beating somebody up, but give me a few Hail Marys and everything will be okay and God will love me again. Oh, f*** off. Mark Stevens says, because he, like us, don't know the whole facts. I think, you know, another one, Barry. It's amazing how stupid people are. David Harris says, there are a few people in the world who carry enough weight and persuasion, and he is one. Yeah, I don't know why he's one, David, I must admit. He should have spoken out. Love thy neighbour, be tolerant of others, etc., etc. What is the point of having religious people like him if he is happy to ignore suffering around the world? A few words to show his disappointment isn't much to ask. David, I agree, mate. Let's have one more, otherwise I'm going to get terribly, terribly depressed. Sarah Watts. The world was expecting him to say something, and he was obviously advised not to. Was he biting his tongue? I doubt it. If it doesn't affect Christians, turn the cheek and look away. Religion. And people say, well, it's not really religion, it's what people do to it. I would agree. But, you know, even those people in authority and religions allow themselves to use it. And that's what he did. He used it. With all those people being, you know, most of them don't even know what religion is. I find that quite interesting with Amir Khan, who's coming across him, by the way, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, brilliantly. I think he's great. I love him. But all this having to go off and pray every now and then. I just don't, what can somebody, whether you're a Muslim or you've got to go to mass, or just explain why and what it does, and why the world isn't a better place because all of you are doing this. And somebody, you know, the 350 people who were gunned down in Egypt the other day at prayer, and the people who did it, I mean, how is this going to be good for a religion? Can, you know, it just beggars belief. Rob, is there no way we can not allow those right-wing left or right people or radical religious nutters, you know, whether they are extreme Christians or Muslims, the ones who think that homosexuality should be condemned, those people who think that that, you know, lots of way we behave is wrong. Can we not? Can they not be kept away from us?
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have someone to have a go at, though, would you, on the show every week?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's why I need a producer.
You have to have both sides of an argument, don't you, really?
Yeah, no, that's why I need a producer. You're right. That is why I need a producer. Yeah.
And it might just be this one topic that they're wrong on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, should we? Do you want to do tech talk?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's put all the lightning of the load on me, you know.
Yeah, yeah, well, because I'm just going to sit back now. I might, yeah, just see if I can sit back. Oh, I can feel the screws in me. Hang on. Right, we're just going to sit back, relax. There we are.
Do you have to be regularly oiled?
I don't know. I've got to go back next week and find out. I have all these exercises I've been doing, but I think I'm tendency to overdo them and go out for little walks.
Because it's a metal insertion thing, isn't it? They put
yeah,
up balls.
Yeah, yeah. I have these dreams that I woke up in the middle of it and he's sort of twisting my leg around and bashing this great big thing into the top of my leg.
That probably wasn't a dream. It probably actually genuinely happened.
Yeah. No, well, because they only put you under slightly and then they give you these drugs to make you forget everything.
Sort of drift in and out of consciousness. Mm.
But we put the videos out of when I just had the operation, which is just a week ago. And the day of the operation, I'm running around the corridors of the hospital.
Running is, over-exaggerating a little, but
was it? Okay.
You did walk unaided.
And for 2 days, it was great. And then when the anaesthetic wears off, that's when it gets painful.
You're doing well, I must admit. And the new tone of your voice is quite good too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that... Why, you mean gruff?
Well, it's not peaking so much on my compressor here.
Oh, right. I'm a little quieter than I was.
Hmm.
Okay. F*** off. right.
Tech talk.
Oh, yeah. I'm having another drink.
Okay. Mass legal action. Google has been taken to court for harvesting information from over 5 million UK users by bypassing security on their iPhones.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah, that's why there's a class action taken out.
Yeah, but they say they're not doing anything wrong.
Well, let's see what happens. At the end of the day, you're an iPhone user. You might be entitled to a few hundred pounds worth of compensation.
What about if we did it ourselves? Can we get a couple of million off them?
Well, no, because obviously how much did it affect you? To be honest, it's not affected me at all. That's probably just affected my payout. But does it really matter that they've browsed your history? I mean, there's 5 million histories to go through. Do they really know it's actually you?
Well, it's just a computer going through it and linking it to computers that might be interested in trying to sell you something, isn't it?
Yeah, and computers don't have a sense of humour. They're not laughing at what you've browsed at, are they?
No, I hope not, because I didn't find it very funny.
Facebook's counter-terrorism systems seem to be working and are deleting over 99% of the dodgy posts themselves, as in automatically, so that's good. Christmas tech ideas. You know, when it's like, what can I get for Christmas for someone who's into tech? I've got a couple of ideas. There's a new SNES Classic Mini. It's an old-fashioned games console that's been relaunched with all the games in it. That's doing really well. That's selling out, though, everywhere. That's 79 quid. That's a good one to get. And the Cosmo Robot, that's £175. That is an interactive robot that plays with you. That's doing also very well, so that's another one to look out for. So if you're stuck on ideas to get people that are into tech, those are the two to have a look at.
When you say it plays with you, would you like to be a little more explicit? I mean, because there may be some people who are buying that as a sort of an adult present.
Well, it just keeps you entertained while you're lonely.
Yeah, no, I know, but how?
Well, it's got a little flapper at the front of it. It moves it up and down.
It moves its flapper.
Yeah. It sort of makes funny noises and moves about a bit.
Yeah.
It's all right. Have a look on YouTube.
And does it Does it dress up in sexy clothes?
No, but you could dress it up in sexy clothes at the end of the day. I mean, it's an object. Yeah. You can put anything on an object, can't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
Films?
Yeah. Should we do films? There we are. Quite interesting, yeah. Why don't we do films, yeah?
Daddy's Home 2.
Daddy is Home 2.
Or Daddy's Home 2. Yeah, it's a sequel to Daddy's Home, believe it or not. Yeah. Will Farrell, Mel Gibson, Mark Wahlberg, John Lithgow.
Yeah.
Very funny. Yeah. One to watch for Christmas.
All right.
Mel Gibson news, while we're on the subject of Mel Gibson, Lethal Weapon 5 is a possible go.
All right. Any more?
No, there's no more from me. I mean, I've spoken too much, obviously, this week.
Well, I was just letting you go on a bit more, then balancing it up, because, you know, I had my little tirade at the front, didn't I?
Over 25 minutes.
Sorry?
Over 25 minutes. We could do the competition.
No, I want to talk about some good news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some good news this week, and I'm really excited about it. And, of course, if you're a Republican... Harry and Meghan are getting together, and I think that's going to be nice. What I don't want is Donald Trump coming over here next year and ruining the whole thing. Mind you, again, you go back to the religious stuff, why she has to convert to being a Protestant or Church of England, whatever, I have no idea, but apparently she has to convert. Why can't she just say, I'm sorry, but I don't believe in any of that stuff? I have my own beliefs, my own relationship with a higher being, if whatever, and I don't really need to convert to anybody else's ideas. Why doesn't she just say that?
You got to join the Church of England if you want to become a member of the royal family, surely. It's part of the royal family.
You see, it's people like you who say things like that that leaves this world in the situation it's in.
It's all my fault.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's great, and I think that they are two young people who are concerned about other people, and I think if we were forget, you know, maybe the Pope, all right, and all those followers of the Pope, you have a look at what Harry and Meghan do, and maybe you should start taking a leaf out of their book, all right, and all those other, you know, imam this and imam that and archbishop this and priest that and whatever you call yourselves, maybe you should look at these ordinary people and what they're doing. Instead of sitting around saying, oh, we're more interested in the spiritual side of people's life. Yeah. For goodness sake. Oh, I've got to get back on the radio soon. Oh, I am on the radio. What am I talking about here? Liam, I asked people on Facebook, also on Twitter. Don't forget, you can get in. We have our Twitter site, don't we? You tell them the Twitter handle.
Well, yeah, we've got the James Whale Show, or at
yep,
James
Whale Show.
At the James Whale Show.
Yeah,
at the James.
And you
Whale.
Can tweet us there, or at the James Well, which is my own personal Twitter.
Yeah, so. Or at Dead Air Podcast. That's me. I could do with more followers. Yeah.
Dead Air Podcast. Yeah, because you know, if you were to have a Dead Air Podcast, it would sound like this.
I used to have a Dead Air Podcast.
Shush.
Okay.
If you had a Dead Air Podcast, it would sound like this. Okay. So with the royal wedding coming up, and I'm excited about it, if you're not excited about it, for goodness sake, life cannot be without some. And you know, this is a guy, part of our country, part of our culture, if you want, who has absolutely no choice. Yeah, he could say, I'm just going to go away, live on my own, do my own thing. He could do that. But he would be harassed by the media anyway. He's been born into a situation not of his choosing. Some people, oh, he's lucky he's got loads of money. Yeah, but, you know, so have lots of people. He has no choice in whether or not he wants to be a public figure. And being in the public eye is not all it's cracked up to be for lots of people. Lots of people fall by the wayside. So here's the dilemma he has. He has a wedding coming up, and he can't just go off and get married and come back and say, oh, by the way, Meghan and I got married. I mean, he could. But it would cause all sorts of ructions. And he doesn't want to. But I bet he has to invite Donald Trump. So the way people feel about Donald Trump at the moment, that would be an absolute... Perhaps he won't invite Donald Trump. Remember, Meghan is a mother, a black American, whose heritage goes back to the slave trade, and her dad white. So she's mixed race. Can you call it mixed race now? I never know what's politically correct anyway. And Donald Trump has been particularly rude about all sorts of people in America. Would you invite him? I asked the question. Liam Callan said he would. Hello, Liam. And tell him it's in the Amazon rainforest. Shirley Goodall says, family and friends first. Harry and Meghan's wedding is not ours to dictate the guest list, nor is it Parliament's right to invite people to the party. Shirley, unfortunately, it is. That's the problem. Jessica Gibney says, he's not the heir or the heir to the heir. He is too far down the list to turn it into a state occasion. I'm very excited, though. I'm excited, Jessica. But he is fifth in line to the throne and also the brother of the next king, or the king after the next king. So it will be a state occasion, I'm afraid. Peter Harrison says, hopefully Meghan Markle won't be an American citizen by then, so there will be no need to invite him. That is a good point. But even if she was an American, there would be a need to invite the head of most of the big countries of the world. Willie Coyote, absolutely. I have no problem with Donald Trump. He is also president of the United States and she is American. Well, Willie, you know what you can do. Martin, you have no problem with Donald Trump? Piss off. Martin Larby says every wedding needs a DJ and most of the time they're idiots. So sounds an ideal guest to me. Yeah, okay. But he's a DT. Patrick Connors says, the real question is how much would it upset you and others if he did get an invite? It would upset me and others an enormous amount, Patrick. So you have your answer. I ran a Twitter poll the other day about this, by the way.
Yeah.
And somebody somewhere was interfering with it.
Oh, that'd be the American Secret Service, I would imagine.
Was it? Can they do that? Suddenly, loads in favour of Donald Trump came in. And then, I mentioned it on Twitter, I mentioned it elsewhere, and then they all disappeared, and then they came back again, and then they disappeared. So who can get in? And there's no point in doing these polls if they can be fixed by people from outside.
If you have enough fake accounts that you control, you can obviously swing a vote, yes.
Because it seemed interesting that I've run lots of Twitter polls, and this kept getting to 50%, going on for hours at 50%. And I thought, what 50% of people want to see Donald Trump come to this country? And so it must have been interference from outside.
Well, it was obviously some sort of interference, because from what I remember from you showing me, that it was several thousand votes, and then it dropped down votes, which meant obviously Twitter were removing fake accounts.
All right. Sharon Taylor says, after what he's been retweeting, I don't think he's worthy of coming to our country. He is a stupid, dangerous man. It's unfortunate Meghan comes from America, but he is nothing royal, just a wannabe. Invite Obama. He is not racist. I actually would like to see Obama invited. Sir William Lord said, I'm surprised he has invited to his own wedding the Wally. There's only one Wally, Sir William Lord, and I think that's you. You see, this is the problem. You allow social media for people who don't even understand what they're reading. Steve, the invite is down to the bride and groom. They've already stated they will not be inviting him. In fact, the state visit should be cancelled after his tweeting of UK fascist fake video. I couldn't agree with you more. But will that happen? I don't know. I really don't know. Talking about the wedding, of course, Karen Bowman says, I am very excited that they are a nice young couple. Good on them. Shame he's leaving suits, though. Leaving suits? What's suits?
Shame she's leaving suits, the TV show.
Oh, right. I've never seen it.
No, I've seen clips.
So it don't matter. Yeah. Gene Matheson says, I guess so, up to a point. What will her dress be like? What will Kate wear? I do think they will be amazing as a couple and for the country. Very long, fantastic charity work. My fear for Meghan would be the stuffiness of the establishment dragging her down and also just how dreary weather. She's a sunshine girl. I think they look genuinely loved up. And the world needs a bit of love right now. Yeah, I think that's right. Absolutely right. Ian Meredith says, hope there is a major power cut so they're on their big day in London. Why would you think that, Ian? Ian, what a shame. What a sad little fucker you are. Julie Eccles says she thinks Harry seems like a nice guy. If she starts whooping and chanting USA, it should be instant divorce and deportation. Yeah, I get fed up when they go, the USA. But she's not a fan of Trump. She hates Trump. So I don't think he will be invited, but I just asked the question. Matt Sessions says, it makes for a nice TV-free day. Does it? I think, well, I suppose, yeah, because that'll be the only thing on. Alan Bell says, I couldn't care less about the two spivs. Suit all the brown-nosed brigade. Give them something to witter about in their irrelevant lives. Alan Bell. You sad little sod. There's always one like that, isn't there? Alan Bell. Clive Hardesty says, any wedding is great, but a royal wedding is as good as a family wedding. I have two weddings next year, which for us is a great happiness, and I still wish the royal couple all the best. I don't go to weddings. I don't like them because of all religious stuff, but there's loads and loads of you got in touch. Lucy Joanne Badman said, oh, yes, an American divorcee. How wonderful. That didn't end well last time, did it? Lucy, get over yourself. We don't have that sort of worry anymore. That's the whole point. Paul Howarth said, I'd be more excited if my gran could get her house or the NHS was better funded. So would I. But this isn't going to affect that one way or the other. Ed Taylor says, what's to be excited about? Two people, I don't know, getting married happens every day. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Anyway, I think we must be near the end now. So what else have we got left to do?
Competition. The winners from last week's competition to either have a date with a virtual date, of course, with Miss Piggy or Fuzzy Bear, Fozzy Bear, whatever he's called.
Oh, yeah.
No one won. I think it was 12 beeps. Didn't matter. No one was anywhere near close.
All right. That's no good at all, is it?
No, this week...
Is anybody actually virtually taking part in this virtual competition?
Oh, there's lots of virtual people taking virtually part in this virtual competition, yes.
Millions?
I wouldn't say... Well, virtually millions. Yeah, virtually millions, yes.
Yeah, virtually millions, yeah. So you might as well have a go, because you might virtually win this week. Two VIP tickets to...
The James Whale Opera.
I didn't know there was a James Whale Opera.
Well, it does say when it ever happens...
Oh, right, OK. You will be collected, driven to the venue. Afterwards, you will be taken out for a slap-up meal. You'll get food and drink on arrival. You'll get VIP seating, and you will meet the stars after for a photo, and we will put you up in a fabulous hotel. This is open to everybody over the age of two, and all you have to do, please...
How many beeps were in this show? But obviously, I'll get you to put the question out on Facebook before this show comes out.
Yeah, yeah. How many beeps were there? Because occasionally I do swear. F-ing.
I'll have to beep both those.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, we got any Wales mail this week or not?
No Wales mail. Well, just all the mail, to be fair, is just get well soon. So I just
oh,
took it out.
Sweet. Thank you very much, indeed. That's nice. There is, of course, you can get in touch by emailing me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. And we'll finish with the questions because my back is now beginning to get sore. But I think I've sat for quite a long time.
You've done really well.
Vote for Ian Lee. Because when we're both back at Talk Radio, I have to sort of meet him every evening. And unless I've actually helped get him to the position, I don't think he's going to win, by the way. But he does keep going on about his children and everything else. And, you know... Well, I wish you just shut up and get on with it. But, OK, vote for Ian Lee.
Yeah, but when you say vote for Ian Lee, do you mean vote to keep him in or vote to get him out?
I don't know, really.
Just vote for Ian Lee.
I mean, if it was me and I instinctly left when I was in the Big Brother house with Mrs. W, I said, look, make sure I'm out first opportunity. I need to get out. Because I went in just, you know, to make some money. I want to get out. And that Kezia Dugdale woman, you know, former leader of the Labour Party in Scotland, who decided she'd go, what a miserable, just nothing about her. Apparently she got 100 grand or so for going in there, which is fine. I don't mind that at all. And said was going to give it all to charity and then said was going to give some of it to charity. I've not heard any more about that because I don't think she'll be a politician for much longer. She's so miserable. She has nothing about her at all. She's why agree to go in there at least say, you know, you don't want to be in there. You went in there for money. I just couldn't get out. Nobody would vote me out.
Yes.
I found out that, yeah, if he's having a good time, vote to get him out. If he's having a terrible time, vote to keep him in. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, do that. Now, that's the best idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Questions. We haven't got much time now.
Yeah.
Brian Wolfgang Woodworth. He wants to talk about converting scrap double-decker buses into shelters for the homeless, for or against?
For. Good idea.
I think it's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd, why are there no Easter eggs in the stores yet?
Grow up, Rudd.
Dave Benjamin, James, are you the only sane person left in the world?
Do you know, I'm beginning to think, actually, Dave, you are quite right, and I am.
Christian Loyal, what are your thoughts on the flat earth movement? I'm a globe guy myself, before you jump to conclusions.
Whatever floats your boat, mate, and this is it. If you want to believe one thing, you believe it, and if I want to believe something else, that's fine. And we will just agree to differ.
Marty Hurl, what shall I do with all the delicious Canadian chocolates I got you?
Well, just... Marty, God, could Rob will send you an email and give you an address you can send them to.
Okay, that's fine. It'll
be your address, and then you can send them to me.
Oh, okay, fine. I also have a special Canadian native whale gift for you.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Robbo will give you an address you can send them to, and I will definitely get them.
Some of the chocolates may get eaten.
Don't send them to the radio station, because Ash will get the whole lot, and he'll scoff it all.
Okay. Peter Hastings.
I mean, Rob might scoff a little, but I don't mind that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'll consider that my little Christmas present from you, then.
That is. That's all you're going to get. I don't do Christmas. You know that.
Yes,
I don't send cards. Yeah, right. Well, there we are.
Okay. I'm going to send you the usual half a dozen Christmas cards.
Oh, don't. Go on.
Peter Hastings, what do you think about the government saying animals aren't sentient beings?
Well, they got it wrong, didn't they? And do you remember that man called Michael Gove, who opened his mouth, thought he was being clever? And since he did, nobody's mentioned his name or interviewed him for the last couple of weeks.
Mm.
Yeah? Gove. He's gone. And on that, thank you very much indeed. Nice to be nearly back. The James Whale Radio Show right here on jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Well, right here wherever you are, whatever you're listening to us on. Produced by Rob and brought to you by all myriad of people.
I'm going to have to do a lot of editing because you've gone way over your hour.
Am I?
Yeah, right. I'll just uncut you out.
I better go because I am a bit pained. I've never sat this long since I had the operation.
Yeah, but there's not been one wincing or moaning and groaning.
No, it's stiff now, but...
well, let's just get with the show and then you can sort that out after.
I might just go and take some morphine now. Right, I'll see you later.
Okie dokie.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.